This recording, Jiangsu 19, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a disrupted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in the North Square near the Dark Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with the gloves waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was spreading, because normally she would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The girl's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comer, Comer," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comer was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the girl's lower back with her palm, then seeing a twinge to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not too tired. In no time, the girl began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah and had managed to rebath the girls, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to mail out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harris, a millionaire, Lord thought it was a fearful price for a cure." I come from Yancheng, Jiangsu Province. I come to Science and Technology of Suzhou University in 2009. There are 6 members in my family, my parents, my 2 sisters, and my brother. I have been to Guangzhou, Zhenjiang, Nanjing, Changzhou, and Suzhou. I still want to be Hangzhou and Shanghai. Zi Ya, Xiao, Si Xia, Xi Zi, Bai Yue He, Yu Peng Zi Yu Wang Lei, Ba Zi La He, Lin Ba Zi O Ba Yun, Ba Zi Jun Zi He. Zi Ya, Si Zi Bo, Yi Yi Zi Bi, Zi Bi Zi, Ya Si Zi Bi Ye, Zi Yu Tong Wen Xiu, Zi Ya, Jin Zi Xiu Zi, Si Wei Neng Si. 自也取马，进能有啥？不进胡子背后，事实属实，故事属有，才子属也，人为有在，人义有在。